And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's your favorite homegirl, E. Reed, your favorite host who loves to smile the most. I'm back, y'all. And you know what? I want y'all to sit back, relax, turn it up, and check this out. And I'm back, everybody. That's right. It's your favorite homegirl, E. Reed, favorite host who loves to smile the most, right here on Reality Radio. And this is an episode of My Two Cents. And today I'm going to talk to y'all about the Taraji P. Henson hair care line that she has in Target. Now, okay. Now, here's the thing. I am not a natural hair reviewer. I don't do videos or anything like that. Y'all don't see none of that on my YouTube channel on Reality TV. Okay, y'all don't see that, right? But I watch reviews a lot, and I watch several reviews of Taraji's hair care line, especially the ones where the people were using the purple jar, the hair gel, I think it is, Tough Cookie. That's what it's called. It's called Tough Cookie. And I believe it's supposed to be one of those products where, you know, where natural hair chicks can wash our hair, we can condition it real good, get it moisturized, you know, slap some of that on our hair, and we can just keep it pushing, you know, just, we ain't got, and if we want to, you know, of course, style it or whatever you want to do, but we don't got to do a whole bunch of extra, and it defines our curls, and it keeps it tight, and, you know, and looking good, but still light, and not all stiff and crackly, you know, and crunchy and stuff. And I feel like that's what the intention of this product is to do. And all the reviews I saw, for the most part, they all had a similar outcome where the hair was flaking or it had like white residue and stuff in their hair. Okay. One chick, who I can't think of right now, but one chick, she even was like, I wish you guys could see all these flakes that are just flying off my hair. And da 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 da. Like, she was just like real extra with it, right? Because I also feel like some of these reviewers, these hair reviewers, be like super extra. Like, super extra. But anyway, but saying all that to say, so I bought the products. I bought that, and I also bought the Revive spray or whatever that I think you're supposed to use in addition to it. Like, I think it kind of goes together. But I used it last night. And make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, because I took a picture this morning when I was getting myself together to take my little one to school. And when I unraveled the braids that I put in my hair last night, I didn't have any flakes. I don't have any white residue. I don't have any of that. So y'all make sure you follow me on Instagram. At I'm E. Reed, the letter I, the letter M is in Mary, and then E. Reed, E-R-E-E-D, okay, and go check it out. Like, I have no residue, and it's not crunchy, it's not frizzy, and I'll tell you guys exactly what I used. So, I used, oh my goodness, I used a biotin and collagen shampoo. And actually, what I'll do is I'll take pictures of everything that I used, okay, minus the aloe vera plant, because I don't have any more of that, because I use that too. So this is what I did. This is what worked for me, and I think that might be my new go-to when I feel like just wearing my hair, wearing my curl pattern, because my curl pattern is banging right now. Hold on y'all. Okay, I'm back, y'all. I had to put y'all on hold real quick because FedEx came and I had to go get the package. Anyway, so where did I leave off? Okay, so yeah. So I'm going to take pictures of everything that I used. But I had used this biotin and collagen shampoo. And I forget the name of the company, but it's in that funny shape round bottle with the gold top or whatever. I think it runs about maybe like average of like $6, $5 or $6, depending on where you buy it from. I got mine from Target. And then I decided, so I washed my hair once. Okay, because I have already washed it, I think, like a week and a half ago. So my hair wasn't like super, super dirty or anything like that. I washed it once. And then after I washed my hair, I had already cut up and filtered out or sifted out the aloe vera plant. So I chopped up the aloe vera plant. I, you know, took out all the, you know, the stuff, I'm going to call it the meat. I took out the meat of the plant and I put it in the blender, you know, got that all chopped up real fine, had the, you know, the bubbles and stuff or whatever, the foam, you know, died down or whatever in the blender. And then I got my strainer and then I strained it into a container and strained it like really, really good though, like really good. And then I put it back in the refrigerator, let it sit in the refrigerator for like a day or so. And then when I decided to wash my hair yesterday, I went ahead and I parted out my hair after I washed it. And I saturated, I parted it in small sections each time, but I saturated my hair in aloe vera gel, like all natural. I got an aloe vera plant from my local grocery store up here at Winco, and I did that, and I saturated my hair with natural aloe vera, and I let it sit in my hair. I had it after I separated it in sections to saturate it. I had already had it in four different, in the four part sections, right? Four divides. And so, I went ahead and let it sit in my hair for maybe about till it was, I don't even know time wise. Let me just say that I let it sit in my hair until my hair was at that level of not all the way wet, but not all the way dry. You know what I mean? So it wasn't even like really damp. Like it was, maybe it was dry around, like started to dry around my edges, but then it wasn't like so much as fully dry, like where my roots and stuff were at. You know what I'm saying? Like it was around that. Y'all know what I mean? So that's what I did. And then after it got to that, I took it down and then I rinsed it out real good. And then after I rinsed it out, I took my two conditioners. Now I always use two or three conditioners on my hair to get the most moisture, especially around this time of season, because there's a lot of, cause it's winter time, you know what I mean? So everything gets dry. So, anyway, so I went ahead and, I use Head and Shoulders, Royal Oils, that's what it's called. It's in a blue bottle with a gold top. So I used that. And then I also used the Pantene Gold series of a conditioner that comes in like a little tube or whatnot. It doesn't come in like an actual like bottle. It just comes in a little tube. And so I used that. I did the same thing like I did with the aloe vera. I parted it in small sections and saturated my hair and I let it sit. And I didn't wrap my hair up and do all the extraness with the heat and all like that. No, I didn't do any of that. All I did was put that conditioner on there. I let it sit in my hair for maybe about 10 to 12 minutes or whatever, because you don't need to leave it in that long. And then I went ahead and I'm leaving a big part out. Wait, am I? No, I'm not. I didn't get to that part yet. So I went ahead and put the conditioner in there and let it sit for like 10 to 12 minutes. And then I rinsed it out really, really good. And what was so cool to me is like, I don't know what that aloe vera did, but usually even after I use conditioner on my hair and rinse my hair out, like it's still a little tough to like separate and split sometimes, because it'll get like, you know, the curls are like, you know, like get matted up together, not matted like gross or anything, but it just gets a little, you know, it gets connected like super easy, because my hair is like super curly when it gets wet. So but it didn't do that this time. Like it was super easy to separate, so I was very pleased with that. And then what I did was I have a mixture of castor oil, jojoba oil, and vitamin E, and Jamaican castor oil, jojoba oil, vitamin E, and I want to say there was another one. I think there's another oil that I have, but if not, I know that those are my top three. And I put it in another bottle with a dropper. And what I do is I take the dropper and I just put the oil on my scalp, and then I massage it into my scalp real good. And then I put some in my hands, not a lot, just a little, because I don't want my hair to be greasy or like super weighed down oily. But I put a little bit in my hands, and then I like run my hair through it, right? As it's still wet after washing out the conditioner, okay? And then what I did was I took the Tough Cookie, Taraji P's Tough Cookie hair gel, and I put just a little bit in my hands. And people were saying in the reviews that they didn't like the consistency of it. But see, it's so interesting to me because if you ever decide to use aloe vera, your own homemade aloe vera gel with the aloe vera plant, it's the same exact consistency. So I did not plan it for it to be like that. Like, it was just super ironic, and I don't believe in coincidences, but it was super ironic that the same consistency people were complaining about with Taraji's Tough Cookie is the same consistency of natural aloe vera gel. Okay, exact same. Anyway, so it didn't bother me. It bothered other reviewers that I saw. Like, it almost seemed like it was super foreign to them. Like, it was like, oh my God, like they had never seen anything like that before. That was hilarious to me. I laugh every time I see that. But it was the same consistency, and I used just a little bit. I didn't use a lot. So I put a little bit on my hand and then on my fingertips, and then I would, you know, massage a little bit of it out with my fingertips, and then I would start at the roots and work my way down the hair shafts to the ends, okay? And then after I would do that, I would take my detangler brush, and I'll show y'all a picture of my new detangler brush too, because I love my new brush. I took my detangler brush, brushed it out really good, so like every single strand has the gel so it could work properly. And then I braided the little section together. Like, then I just braided it together. And I did that in different, you know, different sections. So I think all in all, I think I had like maybe 8 braids all together. So 4 on each side to do the braids. And then I took my little bedazzled do-rag skull cap or whatever, and I tied my hair up so that it could lay flat, you know what I mean? And I could sleep comfortably and everything like that. And then I was really hoping it was going to be dry, because it takes forever for my hair to dry. But it got dry, and when I unraveled everything this morning, oh my God, like, it's got body, it's got bounce, it's not stiff, it's not crunchy. When I dropped off my little girl this morning, one of her teachers, she was like, oh, I like your hair. She was like, oh, this is so pretty. And then I was telling her about Taraji, the stuff, what I'm telling y'all, I was telling her. I didn't go into all detail, but, you know, because it was really fast conversation, but I went ahead and told her what I had used. So I felt like I had to, you know, spread the news, and hopefully, you know, somebody won't be discouraged from buying the product based on everybody else's experience. And I think the other reason why all of you ladies are having that experience, or anybody who's using the gel, I don't want to just say ladies, but I think anybody who's using that gel and then you find that you have residue, I think you're either using too much product before you put that on, or you're using the wrong products before you are mixing that with that gel. Because using different product, mix matching different products, especially when you're using something new and you don't know how it's going to turn out or whatever, then, I mean, from a new brand, I don't necessarily mean like the product itself, because sometimes you can't mix brands. You can mix different lines of a brand, but you can't mix brands, because then you get the wrong outcome. You know what I mean? You get the wrong result. So I think some of you people are using the wrong brand products in a before you put the tough cookie gel on. And that's why you're getting the residue like that. Because I don't have any residue. There is nothing flying. And the shirt that I have on, I'm going to take a picture of it too. Because the sweater that I have on is a charcoal dark gray. And there's no residue on my clothes. Like, there's nothing on my clothes. So that's why I think that what everybody else is doing who is having this issue, they're putting on the wrong type of products. And I think just like before we, you know, put heat to our hair and stuff like that, we should put oil on our hair. I think you guys need to put oil and seal the moisture in your hair with the oil first and then put on the hair gel. Now, I'm no beautician or anything like that, but I have been doing my own hair for a super, super long time. And I used to work in a salon. I am really good friends with beauticians, and I pick their brains all the time about stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm saying all that to say, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to try the way that I did it, but I'm just sharing with y'all that what worked for me is shampooing, the natural aloe vera gel from an aloe vera plant, a nice good rinse, a good condition, a nice good rinse of the condition, and then some mixed oils that I put together myself, and then putting on the tough cookie gel and braiding it up and getting the result that I got. Because I ain't gonna front, like, this little hairstyle probably last me, you know, hopefully by the end of the week if I don't get too lazy with the upkeep of it all. Because sometimes I get excited about something and I change my mind and want to do something else. But anyway, saying all that to say, I want to thank y'all for listening to me rant about this. And I hope this, you know, encourages y'all to go out and support this product line. And don't just take other people's reviews and their bad experiences with this product as this is the end all be all and this is going to happen to everybody. Okay, so with that being said, oh, and just keep in mind that my hair is, I do have color treatment in my hair. Like, I've got a semi permanent in my hair because my hair is like a dark brown, but I'm starting to get like a little bit of salt and pepper in my hair in certain sections. So I do the semi color in there. So there's that. So of course, you know, I'm gonna make sure my hair is moisturized and conditioned, baby. Okay, so I love y'all. I'm gonna talk to y'all later. Y'all have a blessed day, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram so you can see the pictures. Okay, just type in at I'm E Reed. I the letter M and E-R-E-E-D. So I'm E Reed. Okay, and I'm gonna show y'all the pictures and everything. And I love y'all. I'm gonna talk to you later. Bye.